The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
From the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, beginning with the 21st verse, come these words. Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures, as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. The title of the devotion is A Promise Kept. We are beginning to pay more attention to the weather. Farmers have always done that, but now even city dwellers are looking to the skies with worried eyes. People have begun to refer to some weather-related events as of biblical proportions. Indeed, the Bible does report devastating droughts and cataclysmic flooding. Hail once defeated a mighty army. Burning sulfur once fell from the sky to wipe out cities. There have been times when it seemed nature was out of control. However, that was never true. Every raindrop and snowflake was under the control of an unseen hand. The more we learn about our planet and the universe it resides in, the more we must realize how complicated weather is. We have learned that if the distance between us and the sun changed just a smidgen, life here would either burn up or be frozen to death. An old saying is, everyone talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Indeed, the weather is out of our hands. Good thing. We tend to make a mess of anything we can control. We would never agree upon how warm a particular place should be. And we would constantly argue about how much water should come down from the sky at a specific time and place. Good thing governments cannot control the weather. They would quickly add it to their weapons arsenal to attack those they saw as enemies. History has shown that weather has defeated mighty armies attacking Russia on two different occasions. Napoleon was smacked by it as he attacked, and later so was Hitler. The Lord of creation has recorded a message for planet Earth's inhabitants. It was given in pieces over thousands of years by his representatives. In that message, he gives warnings and he makes promises. On some occasions, he announced the coming weather. Most humans just ignore his words. Some openly scoff at them. But history has shown they are backed by facts. Events considered impossible and unbelievable have taken place just as he predicted. One of the most astounding was his warning of a flood that would wipe out almost all non-aquatic life on the planet. His countdown to that disaster lasted 120 years. When the clock ran out, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 20 feet. That's in Genesis 7. Verses 11 and 20. It makes us realize that he who controls the weather controls life. There's reason to fear that one. But he shows there's also reason to love and trust him. He made a promise to humans at the very start of their history. He said he would send someone who would crush the power of the evil that had invaded his creation. He further promised that he would provide a new place for humans to dwell, a place where disaster and death would never enter. For those who wonder if this can really be true, the record of his faithfulness should erase any doubt. After that catastrophic universal flood, he said this, "And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." He promised this. The history of this planet reveals promise kept. He promised us rescue from the domination of sin and death. Jesus came. Again, promise kept. We pray, ruler over heaven and earth, our only hope of survival rests in your hands. Let the wind and the waves remind us of your protecting power. He who once commanded them to be still on the Sea of Galilee is the same one we ask to rule over our lives. In him we trust. Amen.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions, or to learn more about Wells' ministry to the military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.